Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Hello and welcome to Real Living. This is Lavinia Spirito with Mary Lou Nemechek. And we are switching gears a little bit, but not really. I mean, we did do a series on spiritual warfare. And this, I think what we're talking about today kind of ties in a little bit with what we're talking about, which is Ralph Martin, who is a friend of our ministry, Catholic Bible Study, published a manifesto, which is a statement of intent and purpose. About just kind of looking forward. It's called Our Manifesto, A Look Forward. And you can find it on several places. You can find it on renewalministries.net. You can find it on our Facebook page, Catholic Web Bible Study Facebook page, where I posted it. And it is probably, Mary Lou, one of the clearest, most forward-looking, most articulate statements, I think, of the state of Christianity today, really the state of the Catholic Church in particular.
Right.
And yeah. And it is, he said that if you follow Renewal Ministries at all, you'll see that they published Cardinal Mueller's Manifesto of Faith in July, and that kind of pricked him, Ralph, to go ahead and kind of publish a kind of a statement of intent and purpose for Renewal Ministries. Now, the reason we have included this is because Ralph is a good friend, personally, of me and of this ministry, that he, I am associated formerly with Renewal Ministries as a mission teacher. And basically, I look to them most of the time, right?
Right.
Because I figure they've done it backwards and in heels, you know, like right. Ginger Roger and Fred Astaire. I mean, they've kind of been at it for a very long time, and we're always on the same page. So I thought this would be a good explanation about, you know, our also as a ministry, our intent and purpose as well. Now, Renewal Ministries was founded by Ralph Martin, who is a lay evangelizer, basically. He's been in missions for over 45, 50 years. And it is based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. It has various components. It has a media component. They have radio shows. They have TV shows, The Choices We Face. They have, of course, various ministries associated with them, and we'll go through all that stuff. So they're just a wonderful sort of clearinghouse of solutions for our problems today. And this manifesto that he published is truly a wonderful, distinct, clear articulation of the decline in the Catholic Church, but also here's the problem, but then here's the solution, right? He repeats more and more, several times, Jesus is Lord, you know?
Right.
Lest we forget, you know,
that's
Jesus
exactly
is
exactly right.
He's never caught.
Yeah.
By surprise, right?
Right. Right.
I mean,
but, anytime you read Ralph, he's very clear and easy to read. You don't have to worry about this being some sort of theological statement that, you know, you're going to have to pound your way through this.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it at all. It's very easy reading. It's very clear. And, you know, I think we're all anxious for kind of a guidance and a roadmap as we recognize some confusion that's percolated to the top in the church and with people that we know part of our faith.
That's right. One of the things that really hit me out of this letter was the fact that we really have to acknowledge that Christianity can no longer be acknowledged as a cultural phenomenon, that we can no longer look to the culture, to the political sphere. You know what I'm saying? We can no longer look to society to reinforce Catholicism, that actually we're kind of coming full circle to where we were when we first started in the first century. We are going to be much leaner, much smaller, and we're going to be shedding a lot of weight in the coming years and decades before we turn a corner and we become, you know, more substantial, which are all things that, of course, Benedict XVI anticipated in his writings. And it's also what Ralph has referred to in this manifesto. If you want to see it, you can see it at Renewal Ministries. You can see .net. You can see it on our Facebook page, Catholic Way Bible Study .net. But Catholic Way Bible Study Facebook page. And it's really and truly sort of a phenomenal restatement of the mess that we find ourselves in as Catholics. Now, if you have been, you know, to church, right? So if you're a Catholic and you go to Mass on Sunday, you will have noticed a decline in the pews. Now, it depends on where you're from, obviously, and, you know, how Catholic your community is. But there's, on the whole, a sort of a decline in attendance at the source and summit of our worship, you know, like the life-living link that God has given, the primary life-giving link that God has given to us, is being less and less utilized.
You know, when you mention you're seeing, you know, the church is less full, well, all we have to do in many cases, my family included, is those of us that have children that are grown, that the catechesis in the family is not non-existent practically, except for going and receiving the sacraments for the children, but yet not following up with it, not continuing to go to Mass and receiving the sacraments. They become lazy, and it's a real problem. And that's I think a reason why we're seeing so few people in church at times is young people, because they don't feel that call, that urge, that to be there as we do. And this is what we have to change. They need to be informed. They need to be catechized. They need to be encouraged.
It has become a cultural option. Basically, it's a cultural thing that we do. We go to church because, you know, we've always gone to church because we're Irish or we're Italian or we're Filipino or we're, you know, Hispanic or whatever. But, you know, that is no longer going to cut it. We're facing a very grave decline in the life of the Catholic Church. And if the body that is supposed to be salt and light to the world loses its savor or loses its flavor, the consequences for the church and the world will not be good. Well, you know, we already can see the consequences, right, for the church and the world. We can see it in the voting records of a lot of Catholics, people who proclaim themselves proudly Catholic, but really do nothing to follow the teaching of the church, which is life-giving. I mean, that's the reason it's a teaching. It's not there to make us feel bad. It's there to make us experience life to the fullest, right? Life, abundant life. The statistics are not improving. It's funny. He said, you know, he used to address, remember, we did some shows on Ralph's The Crisis of Faith, remember the book? And in those times, in the early 80s, he would talk about statistics, right? He said, I used to make use of statistics to try to wake people up to the seriousness of our situation. But after a certain point, I stopped using statistics because almost everybody knew the situation was bad, right? And they didn't need to be convincing. But nothing happened. You know, things did not change. The current numbers for faithful Catholics are pretty discouraging. And the current numbers for apostate, fallen away Catholics are even worse. But we've said on this show many times that the rising category in religion in the United States are nuns, N-O-N-E, nun. But the majority of the nuns are ex-Catholics. So that's sobering. You know, we used to say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so doesn't go to church anymore. He's in college. But, you know, when he gets married, he'll get married in the church. Or when he has his first child, you know, when he has his children, they will also come back for the sacraments. But really, we can no longer make that assumption. We can no longer make that assumption. It is more attractive for many, instead of receiving the sacramental endowment of the order of the sacrament of matrimony in a marriage, it is more important for people to go get married on a beach. Like, the venue becomes more important, right? The
exactly. The celebration, not the exactly. Nuptials themselves, but the celebration is
well,
the
like
key.
We become like we, you know, we lose our minds baptizing our first child or our first grandchild in a huge party and this and that and the other. But in the end, that the celebration is when the child is baptized. Not that we shouldn't celebrate, but it's like the emphasis has shifted in many of our lives. And we don't have to, We don't have to say too much more about that, you know. But the statistics are not improving. The numbers are falling drastically. And when they don't go to the none category, N-O-N-E, then they will actually find life and find purpose in other faiths, or perhaps even in Pentecostal faiths and charismatic faiths, where there actually is an explanation and an expectation of the power of God to come through, right?
Right.
Modern man is nothing but realistic. And if it doesn't seem to be working, you know, practically speaking, then they're going to let go and then they're going to go somewhere else. You know, I mean, it's just kind of really sad. You know, there's a go ahead.
So really, Ralph is recognizing the grave decline. I mean, that's the point that he's starting from. And that's what we're all so familiar with these days and have been talking about it for some years now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He said he's in Michigan, right? So we're in Kentucky and our statistics are different, but our statistics probably mirror the kind of decline that he has been seeing in Michigan, because Kentucky is, a Bible Belt state. So the number of Catholics wasn't really much to begin with, right?
Right.
So there's been like a drastic downturn in Michigan and in Kentucky and in other states. You know, for nationwide, for every person who enters the Catholic Church, six people leave.
Shocking.
That's discouraging.
It is.
I know that the retention rate in RCIA isn't much. I mean, there's people who belong to the church for 2 or 3 years and then something hard happens or they have to get an annulment or something and then they just drop right out.
That's right.
And then he points out how Sacred Heart Major Seminary is doing a great job in the Archdiocese of Detroit. And he talks about it as a very good seminary. If you read between the lines, his implication is there are seminaries that are not very good. Right?
That's right.
There are priests and deacons who have been formed in the world. They have been formed in psychology instead of theology. They've been formed in not wanting to acknowledge sin is sin, you know, not wanting to bring the good news of salvation in its fullest form, because, you know, they've been taught that they have to be, it's more important to be relevant. It's more important to be pastoral than it is to, you know, stand on the truths of the faith.
And to look at the world through the modern times, modernity of everything.
Exactly.
So the church isn't stuck in the 2000 year ago,
right. They want to be modern. They want to be relevant. They want to, you know, but the thing is, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater just to be relevant. There are certain teachings that just bring life, you know, and they're there. And the world may not approve. But I mean, in the end, who gives two flips about the world? I mean, it's technically that's kind of should be how we think about things, you know. But he said, despite massive investments of time and money in the good seminaries, in the ministries that have made a difference, in international networks like EWTN and Relevant Radio and Ave Maria Radio and all that stuff, despite massive investments of time and money, the statistics are not yet improving. It is very likely the societal trends are so strong. This is chilling. Societal trends are so strong, and years of negligence in teaching and preaching the truth in parishes and schools has become so great that many Catholics who still attend church have gone over to the world. This is probably one of the most important sentences in the whole document. Many Catholics who still attend church have gone over to the world in terms of what they really believe. For erosion of attendance and numbers, which will be extremely likely no matter what the efforts are currently being made. So basically, what is he saying? We're not even treading water, we're going backwards no matter what we are doing. We will almost certainly be reduced to a remnant, perhaps a despised remnant. Say that you're Catholic in certain environments and see what happens. By those who form part of an apostate church and a society that is hostile to true faith and morality, which I'd say is kind of the situation today, you know? I mean, it is a despised remnant. I mean, look at that woman who was appointed to in Virginia to the Women's Commission, and she's got a virulent history of tweets against the Catholic Church, like really nasty tweets. And that did not prevent the governor from in Virginia to appoint her to a statewide commission.
Well, I think Catholics that speak out, and I'm talking about some bishops and different people on certain issues that come up in today's world, they're being called names and they're being told that they don't have any authority to speak about this or that, because everyone has the freedom to choose and a lifestyle or whatever it may be. And we are just to be quiet about it. And if we don't approve of something, then too bad, so sad. We shouldn't have the position in the public square to say anything.
Oh, no, we're supposed to leave the public square. If you are a person of faith, you can forget about expressing that in the public square. It's really gotten to that point. And when he speaks of an apostate church, it means that the visible church that we see is oftentimes made up of people who are not followers of Jesus Christ. Because in order to be an apostate, you have to first be a Christian, you know?
That's exactly right. Most people don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not where Muslims and Jews are not apostate. They just belong to other faiths.
Right.
But a Catholic who used to be a Catholic and is now something else, even a nun, N-O-N-E, is an apostate.
That's
just strong language. It's like medieval language and all that stuff. But a despised remnant is really, I mean, anti-Catholicism is the last acceptable prejudice. You know? And really, I think for many years, we have served the function as the canary in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when things go bad, when gas permeates the mine, the first critter to kind of, you know, go down is the canary kept in a cage, because they're more sensitive to the buildup of poisonous gas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's kind of, you know, if they are continuing to make us that despised remnant, well, then you know what? We've been a despised remnant before.
But let me take that a step further when you're talking about the canary. Cardinal Mueller says today many Christians are no longer even aware of the basic teachings of the faith. So there is a growing danger of missing the path to eternal life. So when I see that, when I picture that canary dying, we don't want any souls to die. We don't want anyone to miss out on eternal life. So this is the reason why we're even discussing this.
No, that's right.
We don't want any souls lost. And that's,
we're not out for people to join our club. We're not out for people to give us money. We're not out for, you know, the numbers to improve. What we want to do is bring life.
Exactly.
And the only life that can be had is through Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and in the fullness of the faith that can be found in the Catholic Church. I mean, you know, that's kind of
right.
So, and then he says, so there's the sobering situation. But then he says, look, we have to kind of figure out who we are and what we're going to do. Now, they're talking about their ministry, and that's important. But you and I also personally, Mary Lou, we kind of need to figure out, okay, so what are we called to do? Yes, the situation is bad. Yes, our kids are doing this or the other, or somebody else's kids are doing this and the other, or maybe our grandkids, or maybe, you know, maybe things that hit us hard, hit home, are happening. So should we like run around with their hair on fire? I mean, that would be the question, right? Like a lot of people are doing. They're like, you know, then you have people who kind of become, what do you call it? That you have people who just kind of leave the whole arena and decide that they're going to go out and become a hermit, or they're going to go out and just go to mass in the traditional mass community, or they're just going to, you know, hang out with the people like that. But that's not the impetus of mission that God has given us.
That's right. That's right. And God puts people in our lives that we're called to evangelize, pray for, whatever the case may be. So,
and talk to, and be there for them, and be in relationship with them, and forgive them, and love them, and speak well of them, and be there to pray for healing, and be there to pray for unbound, and be there to pray for under healing. I mean, we need to be present in people's lives. We can't just, you know, complain.
That's right.
You know, that's the way the world that was evangelized the first time, was through relationships.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So we believe that Jesus is the same. We're gonna end this show, but let's end it on hope. We firmly believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that He is the same yesterday, today. We permitted all the negligence, the cowardice, the complicity, the lack of a clear sound for many years now. And we also know that He has a plan to bring good out of evil. Because why? Because we've seen how negligence and infidelity, especially in the church, have been exposed. Corruption and cowardice has been unveiled. And they're awful scandals, and yes, and people are going to jail, and it's awful, and we're losing whatever moral authority we ever had to begin with. But either we turn to the Lord in humble repentance and ask Him to have mercy on us, or this unraveling will continue. We may indeed be reduced to a remnant. We may indeed be reduced to a remnant. We're going to address the subject of the remnant in our next show. Thank you for joining us.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.